miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. But what we have this half hour, this 15-minute period, is a sensational group of stories. But some of them will be optimistic for you, some not so much. But we're going to talk about them because we've got a great set of people coming at the bottom of the hour. Piera Passanelli and David Trotti. They're professor of neuroscience and associate professor of neuroscience. They're co-director of the Weinberg Unit for ALS Research at Thomas Jefferson University. And this is Piera is the scientific director of the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research at Johns Hopkins University as well. Both are real experts on ALS. But ALS is a very interesting, that's called Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a progressive disease, and we're going to find out more about it and its biology. But what's really impressive is we haven't succeeded against it. We've succeeded against a lot of chronic diseases, but we have not succeeded at all with this one. So we have to find out more information about this one. And we will find out more information why we haven't succeeded and what their real approach is at the Weinberg Center at Thomas Jefferson University. Because that Weinberg Center is an incredibly impressive place for doing this type of work. And it's impressive for what we have learned because of it. It's at the Weinberg Center at Thomas Jefferson University. Some of the optimism and pessimism, I don't know what's happening to my mic, I apologize. Some of the optimism and pessimism for this recent study that I will show is because some of it is really good data. If you look at people who are teenagers, they're decreasing their smoking rates compared to 20 years ago dramatically and decreasing even from 4 years ago. But if you look at e-cigarettes, it's getting horrendously worse, tripled in just 3 years. Nearly 9% of eighth graders say they've used e-cigarettes in the previous month. Just 4% reported smoking a traditional cigarette. Well, that's great news. That 4% is down from 12%, but the 9% for the e-cigarettes is up from 1.5%. So it's about the same total as used to use cigarettes. It's a little down from, in fact, the group that used to use cigarettes. But the question is, will all these e-cigarette users be converted to traditional tobacco, and then we lose a lot of the progress we've made? Marijuana use is leveled off. 7% of 10th graders, 21% of 12th graders say they used it. 6% say they use daily use. That's horrendously high. 6% daily use. Why is it so bad? Because girls' brains until age 21 and boys' brains until age 24 are adversely affected. You lose IQ points, you lose executive function until age 24 in guys from daily use and until age 21 in girls for daily use if they use it daily. So occasional use may be not so bad for the brain, but daily use horrendous for the brain. Abuse of prescription painkillers in high school is dropping. That's great news. 6% of high school seniors reported using narcotics without medical supervision in the past year. That's down from 9.5%, a 50% reduction since 2004. Nearly 1 in 5 12th graders report binge drinking, defined as 5 or more drinks in a row in the previous 2 weeks. That's down in 1 in 4 from 2009. So, if you will, those are real efforts at progress that have been made at keeping what we would call the drugs that we worry about having long-term brain effects being used too early. And I really do worry that the tremendous progress that we've made in the last 50 years on cigarettes, especially in the last 20 years in high school students and cigarettes, will be reversed by the introduction of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes first appeared in the United States in 2006, but this was the first year that the Monitoring the Future survey asked teens about them, other than some small surveys, and the increase that we've seen may be a sampling error, but at least it looks like it's greatly increased compared to what it was just 3 years ago. So that's the real worry with e-cigarettes. You can tell me what you think about it by calling us, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or you can email us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Now, what's the data, by the way? Oh, I should also talk about the spike in syphilis rates, because this is a concern among men who have sex with men. Turns out almost all of the increase in syphilis, in fact, almost all of the syphilis in the United States is by men who have sex with men, or men who have sex with men and women, that is bisexual. And whereas all other sexually transmitted diseases in the U.S. look like they're decreasing, even HIV, but the problem is that half of the men with syphilis are also infected with HIV. So it appears that men having sex with men are not doing it very carefully, if you will. So we need to worry about that, as the CDC is now, our Center for Disease Control, is now recommending people get males who have sex with males get tested much more frequently. Let me go in one more study. Will your company be avoiding high tobacco and high obesity states? Most companies pay a majority of the health costs themselves. And whether they use an exchange or whether they use their own insurance, the high obesity and high tobacco states, that is, the difference isn't a small difference in medical costs, because those two things, tobacco and obesity, look like they are now causing, and this is unbelievably interesting to me, but also hard to believe, but they're causing 40% of all medical costs, obesity and tobacco between them. And the difference from a state with 25% smoking rate and 33% obesity rate, and a state with a 12% smoking rate and a 16 or 18% obesity rate, is now going to be about 4% of total costs for company. 4% of total costs. That's a huge difference. Just think of the margin. If you have a company that's selling $100 million or has a cost of $100 million, that's a $4 million cost that can be way more than their total profit will be absorbed or used or increased by obesity and tobacco-related differences between, for example, the state of Colorado and the state of, Alabama. So this is a really increased thing that we'll have to think about. Companies may start to get wise to this, especially if the ACA is overturned, the Obamacare is overturned by the Supreme Court, or is changed radically. We'll be right back with great guests talking about ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. What is it? Why is it so important to study this? The Weinberg study at Thomas Jefferson University is doing it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.